Okay, so here's your report. And let's go, I'm gonna hit the start button. There we go. So we're gonna go down to see what the main areas are that they're pointing out.
Can I say something real quick, just so you can keep it in mind when you get, I had some of advanced lipid stuff done, and like I did the lipoprotein A and the apolipoprotein B and thyroid peroxidase, and they didn't, I don't think they got in to my results, but I have those numbers.
Okay, so when we get there, let's chat about them. You can give me those numbers.
Okay.
All right, so it looks like blood sugar, adrenals, and cardiovascular, slightly elevated on bone health, GI, kidney, immune. Those are the main ones. All right, let's see. Acid-base balance and lipids. And what I really want to see is the nutrients. Okay, so magnesium, zinc, and thiamine are the three nutrients that are indicated in your report. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll be looking there and seeing.
And how did you see that?
Oh, in the section that says individual nutrient deficiencies, it's page 15.
Hey, okay, let me get there.
And then if you see that, it shows you this graph, but then on the next page, it'll tell you why. Right. So you had a test for serum magnesium and it was low. Your alkaline phosphatase is low. And for thiamine, it has to do with your glucose and the anion gap. Okay. May not be, but it's just suggestive, right? That because sometimes you don't have all the tests and it's just saying that you got 60% of the ones that you tested were high. Okay, so we'll look here. Your glucose is high, 103. Is that typical for you for it to be fasting glucose 103? Do you test
Even whenever I was meat and dairy, it always ran like that. Total meat, dairy free for a year, and it's still running.
Okay. Are you doing, have you done the testing like we've done? Have you gone through Sweet Spot? The Sweet Spot Solution Program?
No.
Okay. So now have you been put on any medication for this? Has your doctor done anything about this being high? Or are you,
metformin?
Are you on any metformin? About your glucose. Are you on any metformin?
I was, but when my lipid panel got better after being on the whole plant food based diet, I went off of metformin.
Okay.
So all right. I am no longer, I've been off metformin about at 8 months.
So what I would be looking at, so your hemoglobin A1C isn't bad. I'd like to see it lower. But your glucose, your fasting glucose is in the range that we would consider insulin resistant. You don't have to.
I have been genotyped for that.
For that. Okay.
Yes.
So if you haven't had your insulin checked, I would recommend, write this down, to get a fasting insulin test done. Let's see where.
And how does that differ from A1C?
So A1C gives you an estimate of the average glucose over the last few months. It's a measure of how much sugar coating is on your red blood cells. The insulin is actually how much insulin your body produces.
Okay. Right? Now, nobody's ever wanted me to do that.
Well, that's an important one.
Okay.
Especially with the lipids being elevated. It's definitely an important one. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So that's one I would get. Your kidney function marker, glomerular filtration rate is a little below the optimal, which means your kidneys may have some stress going on with them. I don't know if that's ever been addressed or asked about, but making sure that you're drinking enough water and acid alkaline balance is super important for that.
Okay, I'm writing this down really quick. Balance and water, because which element?
Kidney, this EGFR.
Oh, yeah.
Is a little, it's below optimal.
Okay.
Right? Okay. And that's your functioning, how well your kidneys are filtering your blood.
My mother had to go on dialysis the last year of her life, and I'm like a mirror image of my mother.
Okay, so that's something to address. So who is your coach?
Patty.
Patty. Okay, Patty. Patty knows a lot about herbs. So there may be some herbs. I'm thinking like juniper berries, which are supportive of kidney function, increasing your hydration, making sure that you're drinking enough so that it's dilute enough and you can filter the toxins better. All right. Have you done a Dutch test?
No, I don't even know what one is.
Okay, it's a test for hormones, including adrenals. And so there's some indication with these electrolyte imbalances that your adrenals might be out of balance. Adrenals handle stress. Like if you have a lot of stress in your life, they go up. After a while of having a lot of stress, whether it's physiologic stress, like an infection inside your body, or psychological stress, like an infection inside your home, you know, family members, whatever it is, then you can have your adrenals not being functioning as properly, and they can control its electrolyte balance. But it can also be related to hydration as well. So I really focus on your hydration and making sure you're getting your half your body weight in fluid ounces every day. If you exercise heavily, you add an extra 8 ounces for every 15 minutes that you do that.
Okay.
But the Dutch test would be a good test for you. How was menopause for you?
Well, at 38, I had a complete hysterectomy.
Okay.
And I did not ever do any hormone replacement after that.
Okay. Yeah, even more so, I think it's a good idea that you get a Dutch test done because it tests all those female hormones, progesterone, estrogen, et cetera, and all the metabolites, testosterone, but also the adrenals. Plus it gives you a few organic acid that gives us some vitamin status.
Okay.
Right.
And then Patty will help me. If I get that test, she'll
Patty
help me.
Patty knows how to interpret that. Absolutely. She will help you. One of your calls, she can devote to helping you interpret that.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. You know, you might have some low stomach acid. You might've heard me talk to others about that. The BUN is a little bit on the low side, but the protein is relatively low. So I would do you use the Chronometer app at all?
No, I have it, but I do not use it.
Okay. But again, I think Patty can probably give you a few clues on how to use that, but I would like to see you track your food and see where your protein levels fall. If your protein levels are good, you're getting plenty of protein, then we want to look at it. How well are you absorbing your protein?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I eat a lot of legumes. And I guess that's it for protein, huh?
vegetables. I don't eat any legumes and I get plenty of protein. So,
okay. And I eat a lot of vegetables. So
a lot of vegetables, nuts and seeds, especially like hemp seeds and things like that are good in protein. Yeah. And that the software will tell you, right? It'll tell you. And if you're eating a lot of legumes, you probably do get plenty of protein and it may be an absorption issue. The one thing that I recommend everybody should do this is have some bitters with your meals, whether it's a bitters formula that you get, like you spray in your mouth or you take a dropper full before each meal, or it's like you take the bitterest of greens and while you're making your meal, you chomp on them and turn them to juicy pulp in your mouth. Like you're chewing them for 5 minutes and it stimulates the receptors under your tongue that then stimulate your stomach to produce more acid. It stimulates your gallbladder to release the bile. And it just overall helps your digestion.
Okay. I do not have a gallbladder.
Okay. How's your digestion of fat?
Well, I don't know. The fat I eat is, I don't use oils. We saute in broth. Good. And I eat avocados moderately, and I eat a lot of seeds.
Okay. And do you get any indigestion after eating those?
Not usually, no.
Do you take any digestive enzymes?
No, I've talked to Patty about ordering some.
Good. Yeah, so I think it's a good idea that. Without a gallbladder that you definitely do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she gave me the green light, and I'm just, this time of year, it's so hard to get to everything, but I will go with digestive enzymes.
Yeah, go with the digestive enzymes, and just to, like, to keep it simple with the bitters, you know, after the holidays and you get, you know, some room to like, okay, what else do I order? Patty could probably tell you there's some really good bitters, but you can just start with like, grab some dandelion leaves, grab some arugula leaves and just chew them and just keep them in your mouth. Not the normal way you would chew them, but you're chewing them so that there's the juice that has a lot of time to bathe, you know, at least 5 minutes.
Right. Okay.
The receptors, and that'll help your digestion.
Easy enough.
Yeah. It's not hard. Okay. Given no gallbladder, your liver gallbladder numbers look really good. ALT is a little high. It's high end of normal range, but
you know. Yeah, for many years when I was on all those heavy meds, my AST and ALT were almost three times as high as normal.
Wow.
When I went off of all those prescription meds, it came back down to normal. The liver did.
Have you ever taken milk thistle?
No.
You know, milk thistle is something you can actually get and take as a food that you add to things. You can actually get little milk thistle seeds and you can toast them a little bit and then grind them up and put them on your salad, put them on your stir fries. You can get a powdered milk thistle extract and add it to smoothies, add it to sauces. And that really helps to support the liver and detoxify it. And it helps to bring those enzymes down. Lots of studies show dramatic decreases in your liver enzymes when you do that. Yeah. Okay. Lipids. Where were you? This is looking good. It was 186, I think. It's, where was it super high before?
My cholesterol?
Yeah.
Well, I've been on Lipitor, and my cholesterol has, for the last several years, has been good.
So you're still on Lipitor, or are you off of it now?
I like stopped it for a couple of weeks, and then I got the new lipid test and saw this, and so I went back on it.
Okay, are you taking CoQ10 along with that?
I do take CoQ10.
Okay, good, because that's important if you're on Lipitor. Okay, so your triglycerides are high, which is probably related to the glucose.
It's really strange. There's some phenomena going on in me that has to do with metabolic syndrome and insulin resistance. You know, even on this plant-based diet, I cannot believe my lipids aren't in the normal range. But it's my body. There's something chemically in my body that I've always turned carbs into triglycerides.
Yes. So that's what I was going to say. I would recommend a couple of possibilities. One is that you see if you can get your doctor to prescribe you a Freestyle Libre, which is a continuous glucose meter you wear on your arm and you don't have to keep poking, and you'll be able to see the trends. And if you do the chronometer and you map out what you're eating and you watch the trend on there, you'll be able to tell which of the foods cause it to go up. In terms of the, you said you eat a lot of beans. Do you eat any grains?
Yes, I eat a lot of oats. I eat a lot of quinoa, okay. Occasionally brown rice.
Okay, so I would watch that. So you can either get a Freestyle Libre, which is the easiest way to monitor, or on the site, there's a glucose testing document that's right on the front page in the section that says discover your imbalances. It says learn to test your glucose. And the other thing, and Patty can help you take, you know, guide you, you know, to where to get this is to take yourself through the sweet spot. with our, you know, help, and you can get our support, because the Sweet Spot program will take you step by step through measuring, finding the foods that are causing the sugar to go up, and then bringing it down. And I've seen people drop their triglycerides by 100 points in a month when they do
that. Oh, that'd be wonderful to finally understand that.
Yeah. So if you go onto the site, I'll just go real quickly and show you where to find it. If you go to Energy Recharge and you go to the main page, and you scroll down, or I think you can actually click where it says discover your imbalances.
Okay.
I get you into the right place. It goes to the, all right, well, that didn't quite work, but if you're close. So you go here in this section and it has assessments, learn about lab testing. You see this one with the little picture of the finger? It teaches you how to test your glucose. And how to map it and chart it and find your peak and all that kind of stuff. And there's videos on that page to help you.
This is very interesting because my endocrinologist told me that with an A1C of 5.4, I do not need to monitor my glucose. But then, of course, she doesn't address my lipids, because I don't know why she didn't address my lipids.
Okay, because so here's the thing. The reason is they haven't been educated the way we are. They have not been educated to look at blood sugar imbalances until you're diabetic, and then they'll tell you. So once your A1C goes above 5.6, 5.7, that means you have metabolic syndrome. You're on your way to diabetes, and then they'll address it. I'm a little bit more into prevention. You have indications that say you're heading there. Let's nip it in the bud. Okay, so you can test your sugar. Yeah,
I have been in this same situation for over 20 years, with the same problems, the same numbers, and everything. At 38, well, I was diagnosed with all of this like when I was 40, and I've lived 30 years with the same blood work over and over and over again, and they haven't done anything.
Yeah. So this is what we're going to do differently. You can look at that, but then, you know, when you're ready, and maybe you don't want to do it right before the holidays, but maybe like it's a January 1 thing, you start the Sweet Spot program, Sweet Spot Solution. You click that and it'll take you week by week, step by step. So when you're ready to start it, and you'll get a weekly email, but I'll show you what you do when you're ready to start it. You go here and you say, start the Sweet Spot modules.
Okay.
You say, okay, I'm going to start this on January 4th. Boom. You click that and it'll guide you through.
Okay, cool.
Okay. I think it's an important thing, and we can support you. You have plenty of calls. You can come on and ask us questions. You can ask Patty. You can ask in your group, right? A lot of people who are in your group probably have already been through it.
Yes. Right. Good.
Thank you.